Okay, today we will learn about Shem Hashem, the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is considered the holiest of all the Shem of the Kodesh. And we're preparing for meditating upon Shem Hashem and for meditating upon Brachot. So, some basic ideas. The first, most well-known understanding of Shem Hashem is that the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is a combination of the three words Haya, Hoveh, V'yeh, was, is, and always will be. And this is the idea that Hashem is eternal, always existed before the world, before time, always was. He is in every present moment, and He always will be, even on to the end of the world and past, beyond the end of time. Hashem is absolute, eternal, the all-encompassing oneness that is beyond anything that we can understand. So when we contemplate that meaning of the name, it's supposed to take us, to give us a sense of beyondness, a sense of getting lost in the infinite, merging with the oneness beyond, understanding that we are in the presence of the transcendent oneness of God that is so beyond anything we can understand or contemplate, meaning any thought that we have is clearly coming from a finite conception of our mind. And the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is the idea that Hashem is beyond any finite concept we can imagine of Him. So that's the first idea. Okay, now together with this idea of Hashem existing in the past, present, and future is an additional meaning, which is what Hashem reveals to Moshe the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Kadosh Baruch Hu what His name is. Hashem says, when Moshe says, "What? When the people ask me who you are, what shall I tell them?" Hashem says, "Tell them, Eheyeh." And Rashi explains that I will be with you. Just as I have always been with you in every tzara, I will always be with you. So, on the one hand, there's this very abstract, transcendent idea of God being infinite beyond time, in which when we contemplate that, we get a sense of being lost in the oneness of the infinite. At the same time, with this Haya Hoveh V'yeh, there's also a sense of Hashem being very near. Eheyeh Imach, I will be with you. And so the meaning Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, I was and I am and I always will be, is not just that I exist, but that I was with you at every moment of your life. I am with you at this present moment, at anything you're going through, the good, the bad, and I will be with you at every future moment. So there's also the implication of a tremendous closeness in this name, of an imminence, of Hashem being closer to us than our own minds and our own hearts. Hashem thinking every thought together with us and feeling every feeling that we have, and Hashem watching over us and guiding us through every moment and being there together with us to celebrate our victories and to mourn over our failures. And to be with us through every tzara. So that's the second idea of the Haya Hoveh V'yeh. The third idea is that Hashem is the source of everything. He is the Mehaveh. He is the one that causes everything to exist. Meaning not only does He exist beyond time, not only does He exist with us in every moment in time, but He also causes everything to happen. He is the source of every event. He is the one controlling everything and bringing everything into existence at every moment. As the Baal Shem Tov explains in one of his famous teachings, Dvarcha Hashem Nitzav Bashamayim, and the Nefesh HaChaim as well explains that nothing could exist for a moment if Hashem was not bringing it into existence at this very moment. Unlike the idea of the clockmaker that makes the clock and then walks away and the clock still exists, that may be fine with clocks because they're not created. They're just reformed from pre-existing material. However, God is the creator, which means that he is mehaveh, he is bringing into existence yesh mi'ayin, the very matter and energy of existence itself. The time, space, and energy, the framework, everything, Hashem is bringing it into existence out of complete nothingness, out of the ayin. And therefore, if Hashem would not be focusing on it for any instant, it would simply poof back into nothingness. So Hashem is the Mehaveh. He is the creator. And that is the third idea of the UK Vavke. The one that is hinted to in the Parshiot of the miracles of Kriyat Yamsuf, of Hashem being able to totally transform the laws of nature and rip apart the laws of history, because he is causing every instant to exist. So the Zohar explains that this idea of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is the secret of tzedakah, which is hinted to in the shape of the letters. That the Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey is this symbol, this metaphor of Hashem bringing the world into existence as follows. The first Yud is a dot, a spark of light, which is a symbol for a coin, a golden coin, a spark of light that has the potential to bring goodness into the world, which has the potential for tzedakah. But that coin is purely in potential, sitting in someone's pocket. Then, when a person wants to give, wants to do chesed, he takes the coin in the palm of his hand, which has five fingers, the gematria of the letter He, and then he stretches out his arm to make a connection. And the outstretched arm looks like a hook, right? As you place your fingers palm down, so it looks like a hook, which looks like the Vav. Vav means hook in Hebrew, right? And your outstretched arm with your fingers pointing down looks like the letter Vav. The letter Vav is also the letter of making connections, right? Ve, and, that's how you connect things in Hebrew, and that's what the letter Vav does. It makes connections. And so the outstretched arm is a way of connecting my money, my tzedakah, which is in my palm, and stretching it out to make the connection to another person, to a receiver. And finally, the ani, the receiver who has nothing, turns his palm face up to receive into the palm of his empty hand that coin, right? And the receiver's hand is also a hand with five fingers, again, the gematria of the letter He. So all together here we have the letters Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. The first Yud, the spark of light, the spark of potential tzedakah, which is the gematria of 10, because that is the potential with which Hashem created the world. And that first Yud, that first spark of light, that first burst of divine energy came out in the 10 Amirot, the 10 sayings that Hashem spoke 10 times in the creation of the world. In the first psukim of Perek Aleph of Bereishit, Hashem speaks 10 times. And with those 10 Vayomer Elohims, 10 times it says Vayomer Hashem, those 10 times that Hashem spoke, that was the potential. In those 10 speakings is the potential for the existence of the entire universe. However, Hashem then took those 10 amirot, all the potential in the energy of the letter Yud, and he took them in the palm, so to speak, of his divine hand, the first hay, and he formed it into, instead of just a raw energy, raw divine energy rushing outwards, he formed it into something that could have form, substance, structure, organization. Right? He took the raw spark, the eureka moment of the letter hey, and he formed it, of the letter yud, and he formed it with the letter hey into something more organized and structured. And then he reached out, so to speak, with his divine arm, the letter vav, from the infinite beyond, from the conceptual spiritual universe, which is way, way beyond this physical world. And he drew down that concept all the way through myriads of spiritual universes, all the way down to this physical universe itself. And here we are, us in particular, and this entire physical universe, and we are the receiver, opening up our hand to receive this gift. And where do we have the ability to be this receiver, to receive God's gift? Well, it's actually God Himself giving us the ability to receive His gift. So it's our hand, but it's really God's hand working through us to allow us to open up our hand and receive this gift. And we are receiving this gift at every moment. So that is the drama of the secret of tzedakah, of the constant act of chesed, of the letters yud, hey, vav, and hey, where Hashem is taking the raw potential of the yud, of the first spark of energy, the yesh mi'ayin, of the 10 sayings, organizing them through the letter hey, drawing them down from olam ha'atzilut, from the world of emanation, all the way down to creation, formation, and the physical world itself, from Atzilut to Briah to Yetzirah, down to our physical world of Asiya. And then we are that final hey, receiving this gift at every moment. Okay, this is also the idea of the letters, the first letters, Yud and Hey, being the masculine and the feminine energy. The first yud is like the spark of potential coming from the male, which has in that male seed the potential to create everything. However, it is the woman, the letter hey is a feminine, a letter which represents feminine energy, and the hey is like the woman's womb that then takes 9 months to manifest all the potential that was in that original spark of yud energy, and it actually structures it into a baby that has all the body parts and organs that can actually function. The letter vav, as we said, draws it through from the more abstract spiritual universes all the way down to this universe. And this is also the idea that the Kabbalah speaks about, that we have a mitzvah to connect the final hey to the vav. And we need to try to keep this hey and vav connected, because Hashem is always stretching out His arm, His vav, to try to give to us, to try to give us the infinite goodness and blessing that He wants to give. And we just need to learn how to open up our hands, the final hey, to receive it. In order lekabel, the secret of Kabbalah. Okay, so this is a third contemplation on Hashem's name, the Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. So if we put them all together, as we're contemplating Hashem's name, we have that Hashem is the infinite, beyond, eternal, the eternal existent one. Which, when we contemplate, we have this sense of losing ourselves and merging with the oneness. We have Hashem Ehyeh Imach, being with us, the sense that I'm back in my limited persona and I know that Hashem is with me, and the secret of giving, that not only is Hashem with me, but He is creating me at every moment, He's giving me life, nurture, existence, guidance, and every blessing that I really need at every moment, including right now. So three beautiful contemplations that we can contemplate on Hashem's name.